We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And last year was the biggest year ever in our country for therapy.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Didn't it have a moment?
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully it sticks around.
Our mental brain stuff, not doing too good
lately. Yeah.
And a new survey came out that found therapists sometimes Google their patients beforehand.
Kind of just
like a dating situation.
Wow. Oh, my God.
I didn't know that.
I would be the worst therapist because I'd be so judgy before you even walk through the door.
You walk in, it's like, okay, girl, I know you have two divorces. Give me the tea.
Yeah. What are you doing? Why are you posting that?
You already know this.
Out of all the therapists, what percentage do you guys think Google their patients?
I'm going to go 80%.
I say 50.
The answer is 86% of shrinks Google their patients before sitting down with them. The reason why, a small percentage do it for safety reasons.
Oh, that's a good point.
Another is to see if their client can actually afford the treatment.
Oh, God. I was thinking it was kinder reasons.
You look them up, they're like, is that like a Honda sedan? Like, I don't know.
Okay. Or when you're like holding your stimulus check, hey, I got $600. Yeah. Like, okay, you're broke.
But the majority of counselors, though, just do it out of curiosity.
Sure.
Like, yikes, how messed up is this person?
Right.
Oh, I just saw a photo of his family. I get it now.
And you want to know, like, am I working with somebody who's posting conspiracy theories?
But this stuff happens a lot. So whenever you book your first appointment, just tell your therapist before we meet, please don't Google me.
Yeah.
Everything will be fine after that. No red flags there.
I'm going to make my status. I cannot wait to kiss my new therapist.
I don't think the therapist would accept any of us after seeing what we do to each other every morning. It's a form of self-torture, and it's weird, but it is time for the shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you get the answer wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text in to 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear. Brooke's drawing a name out because she had the shot caller last.
She
Who'd you get, Brooke?
Dropped the name.
I got Jose Baconator BFF Bolaños.
Ooh.
It's a big name.
Baconator.
All right. You're my Baconator BFF now.
Jose is putting on the shot caller while that happens. Digital Jake, please read us the shot caller question of the day.
Remember going to the movies?
Yes!
No.
Oh, man.
So long ago.
In 2020, theaters were open only for about 3 months before the pandemic went global and shut the movie world down. But I still have a list of the highest grossing films that came out this past year.
Uh-oh!
And if you're thinking like, Jeff, I don't watch movies. I only birdwatch. I'll help you out.
Yeah.
I'll give you the starring actor of each of the top four films. You just have to tell me what movie they're in.
Okay.
Big
ready?
Hands.
Yeah.
Number one starred Will Smith. Number two starred Jim Carrey.
What?
Number three starred Margot Robbie. And number four starred Robert Downey Jr. Good luck, Jose.
These are all movies from 2020?
Yes, came out in 2020.
What? All right, I have the Jim Carrey one.
What was that?
The Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Oh, that's right.
Yes,
Jeff, good work.
Nice work.
That's good.
Margot Robbie?
There was a bird in the trailer for the Sonic the Hedgehog movie, so I really paid attention to it.
So it's hard for me because there were so many movies that were supposed to come out that I keep thinking of that I think have been postponed, like Mulan.
That's why I'm thinking Aladdin is the Will Smith one.
Aladdin came out before that. It wasn't 2020.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Really?
Super positive.
What else is Will Smith in then?
No idea.
The last
maybe they're confusing I Am Legend with the actual year 2020.
The last one that I could think of with Will Smith was the one, I don't know what it's called, but where he has to fight a younger version of himself that's, like, perfect.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I know this isn't the right title, but, like, Centennial Man or something like that.
Maybe that was it.
Robot guy?
Yeah.
The last blockbuster I remember him in was Aladdin.
It's not Aladdin.
Let's get the question one more time.
Will Smith, Jim Carrey, Margot Robbie, and RDJ each starred individually in a top four grossing film that was actually shown in a theater way back in 2020.
Whoa.
I asked you to tell me those four movies. So if you're thinking Star Wars or 1917, which came out at the end of 2019, forget about those. They do not count.
1917 is such a good movie.
Maybe you were right about Aladdin. So I'm trying to think again. Maybe it came out in January and Mulan came out in March. It just feels like the beginning of 2020 was 18 years ago.
I know. And I
so saw my Aladdin. Sense of time is so screwed up.
I saw
up.
Aladdin in a theater with my little brother. Like,
you
I remember.
Did?
So it had to, if it was this year, it was early, like January.
It had to have been January.
When I went.
You mean last year?
Or last year. Oh, gosh. I don't know what year is it.
Margot Robbie, the biggest things I can remember her were like Wolf of Wall Street and Suicide Squad.
But didn't they have a new Suicide Squad this year?
I thought there was a second Suicide Squad movie.
Good call, Jose.
Was it the first Suicide Squad?
Yep. No, that was a while ago.
Hold on, do we need to hear the question again?
We already did do that.
But it wasn't Suicide Squad. It was a movie that was just about her character in Suicide Squad, but I don't remember the name of it.
Harley Quinn.
Yeah, you're right. It was a Curl spin-off.
Wasn't it? Oh my God, answer. We're just going to.
It's going to be fun.
This is
great.
Okay, Will Smith was Aladdin.
Okay.
Jim Carrey was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Okay.
For Margot Robbie, I think I'm going to go Little Women.
Okay.
Because I remember hearing a lot about that movie. And then Robert Downey Jr., all I can think of is Avengers Endgame. That's like the only thing he's done.
Was there
Avengers.
A new Sherlock Holmes?
Oh, I think there was. I know it's not Avengers. Okay, Robert Downey Jr., Sherlock Holmes.
According to the sad accountants of the movie theater industry, these are the biggest money-making movies of 2020. Number 4 starred Robert Downey Jr. as the doctor who can talk to animals, Doolittle. Number 3 starred Margot Robbie as Harley Quinn in Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
That was the title?
I thought Jeff would have gotten it. They switched it to Birds of Prey eventually.
I thought the Harley Quinn movie was a better title for that.
They shortened it to just Birds of Prey.
That's what bird movies Jeff's watching all the time.
I'm confident Jake would have given us the Harley Quinn movie.
Yeah.
Not so sure. Number 2, starring Jim Carrey as the villain Dr. Eggman, it made $146 million with Sonic the Hedgehog. Number 1, starring Will Smith, it made $204 million. That was Bad Boys for Life.
Bad Boys 4.
That didn't even feel like that.
It was
Bad
Boys 4 or Bad Boys 3?
I think it was 3.
I think it was Bad Boys 3, but it was called 4. Yeah.
Oh, missed opportunity.
Okay. What are they
going to
name the fourth one?
Yeah. All right. Well, did not get that right. So somebody wanted to hear you sing Bad Boys Reply by Inner Circle.
Oh.
That's the Cops theme.
Oh, okay.
That's what it's called.
That's what it's called.
Wow.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do?
That's your shock caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.